With Fisherman Forecast, I'm Rick Moore, along with Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli. And coach, you know, two or three weeks ago, I know that with new coaches and planning and everything, it probably seemed like quite a ways down the road, but here we are already.
Yeah, it goes quick, I'll tell you. But it's still 3 weeks of football before you get to play your first game. So we're excited to get out there Friday night. Revere's got a good team, and it will be a good opportunity for us to see kind of where we stand in the conference. I got a lot of young players, so looking for some good things out of them, and then just, you know, getting better every week.
Did you notice, were you able to improve with so many young guys in that short amount of span that's recognizable, I guess?
Yeah, I think from scrimmage to scrimmage, you could see some good improvement, especially with the offensive line. I feel like that takes the longest to come along, and, you know, that first scrimmage, they're kind of all doing their own thing, and by the second scrimmage, they're communicating, they're working together, they understand the schemes of the plays, and I think that's where you kind of see the most improvement. Our skill positions, they can run the ball, they can block the ball, they can block, and they can run. You know, that stays with them, but it's the X's, the O's, and the dynamic of each play that takes a little bit longer, and I think the line's picking that up.
Okay, what about the guys you rely on? Have you gotten what you wanted out of them so far?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a learning process. You rely on different guys every year, right? So these new guys coming up that were juniors last year, some of them got some playing time, and now, you know, they were expected to be, you know, captains and leaders of this team, and I think they're doing a good job. I think that the guys that played for us last year, the Mark Smiths, the Matt Smiths, the Ollie Emersons, you know, the Carlos of the world, they you know, those guys have you know, carried the rest of these guys up for the last couple of weeks, picked them up when they were down, and keep leading this team. So looking for them to continue to do that throughout the season.
What do you think the strengths are so far of the team? Because I know that changes from time to time and even game to game, but what seems to me be a little bit ahead of the curve maybe?
I think our athletes, to be honest with you, we have some phenomenal athletes on this team. So I think when those positions, like the secondary, the running backs, we have a number of different guys that can carry the ball for us, a number of different guys that can play linebacker and secondary for us. So we got a little rotation. You know, we got a group of ones, but a couple of our twos aren't that far behind. So we don't have a lot of numbers, but I think we actually, for the numbers we have pretty good depth at all of those positions.
Okay. All right, well, Revere, man, every time we're not doing your game this weekend, unfortunately, but every time I see Revere play you guys, it's a wild game, and it seems to me there's a lot of collisions going on. Coach Ciccatelli has them playing tough.
Yeah, Revere's a bunch of tough kids, I'll tell you that much. They come to play, they're fast, they're athletic, they're quick. They always give us fits. Their defense always gives our offense fits because they're in the backfield more often than not. So for us, it's just staying on our blocks, sustaining our blocks, keeping those athletic kids out of our backfield. And I think, you know, if we can do that, we'll have a pretty good game plan going forward. Offensively, they have a number of different threats. Quarterback's good. They have a great running back that they kind of put at running back on some plays, put him out at slot, and he's a playmaker. So it's just concentrating on taking away their playmakers, taking away what they do best, and adjusting to things. I mean, it's the first game of the season, right? So all you have to go on is a scrimmage. So they're going to show us things that we've never seen, and we're going to show them the things they've never seen. So it's just making those adjustments during the game and correcting those mistakes and trying to get better.
When you say things you've never seen, Tony, you know, you guys play – Coach Ciccatelli does what he does. You do what you do. But is it sort of a time thing when something pops up or a different player does something you don't expect?
No, well, there's always, you know, we run the wing tee, right? We run the wing tee since 1991. But the wing tee is not the same wing tee every year. You know, you have different talents. You know, last year we had a great running back and we gave him the ball 95% of the time, it felt like sometimes. This year, we have multiple running backs that can do a little bit of everything. You know, Mark's great in the passing game. Dalen Larker's great running up the middle. So is Argentino. So there's different skill sets. So you change your offense based on who you have. Last year, Coach Ciccatelli had two great running backs. He had a bigger one and he had a little quick kid. And both of those kids could excel in different areas of the game. So his offense was more geared towards those two players. This year, his quarterback seems to be that guy. So, I'm sure he's got his offense geared towards him. So even though we run the same offenses or the same offenses we've been running over years and years and years, every year it's different. There's new plays, there's new dynamics, there's new personnel. So, like I said, you see a scrimmage, you see no jersey numbers, you see a couple guys out there that might be JV players or varsity players. You don't really know.
Gotcha, okay.
So you get into a game situation, you're playing for keeps at this point, your varsity players are out there, right? And in a scrimmage, maybe, maybe not.
Okay. All right. I get that now. That's makes perfect sense to me. Now, Coach Ciccatelli, Revere, Coach Driscoll and Winthrop, I haven't asked you this question before. They always talk about the road trip to hell coming down here, coming up to Gloucester. But you got to go down there now to Revere and to Winthrop. What, Tony, what's it like getting kids ready for a bus ride? Is that part of coaching?
Yeah, you know, we change our routine. Obviously, home games, we meet a little bit later, but we have our routine. We get them out on the floor here at the Fieldhouse, and we, you know, we run through our plays offensively, defensively. We do our last kind of prep work here. When we're home, that's a little bit more intense because from there, we go right out on the field. When we're away, it's a little bit less intense, a little bit more teaching, a little bit more walk and talk because we know we have to get on a bus for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour and then, you know, get them all riled up again once we're there. So, we do the same approach. It's just a little bit toned down for away games. That way they're not, you know, zonked out for running around the Fieldhouse for an hour, then getting on a bus and tightening up for 45 minutes to an hour. It's just a slight change, but it's the same routine. We go through all of our reads, our progressions, our calls offensively, defensively, and try to get them as mentally prepared for away games as much as physically when we have home games here.
All right, final question for me. I know I used to ask Coach Ingram this. You still get butterflies before the first game?
I get butterflies on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
okay.
But I'll tell you, Thursday night, I tend to sleep okay because my butterflies come from, do we put enough in, right? Did we get everything we needed to get in? What do we need to put in tomorrow? What do I need to plan? What's the practice going to be like? You know, what do we need to work on? And those are the things that you try to put in throughout the course of the week. So that's the stuff that keeps me up at night. Okay, what's tomorrow going to be like? What do I need to work on? By Thursday night, you kind of have everything in. And you're either ready to go or you're not. There's always those last-minute jitters. But on Friday, I mean, that's why you practice, right? I kind of feel like a player. You practice all this time, right? All these days you spend, you know, toiling in the mud and dirt. And, well, it used to be mud and dirt. Now it's you know, black pellets and fake grass. But you spend a lot of time working on that all leading up to Friday night.
Okay.
And that should be fun. It's football, right? We're all here to have fun and have a good time and win some football games. And so, yeah, there's butterflies, but this is why we do it, Friday nights.
Do have fun, Coach, and good luck. That is Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli.